get ready.
Hello, I think.
Welcome to the Galactic Escape Pod.
Incoming!
Well, come on.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
The official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com.
Everybody quiet. We've been waiting for you.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Welcome, everybody, to the Galactic Escape Pod. I'm your host, Gary Willis, and we're so glad that you've joined us today. We've got some great news that we'd like to talk about, and we've been trying to stay out of the rumor game because there's been just a million rumors out there, most of which, I'm sure, are not substantiated and are not going to come to fruition because we've been doing this for a long time. We've been on the internet now since 1999, so we've lived through the updates from Episode 1, Episode 2, and Episode 3, so you can kind of feel the rumors that are real and those that are not. But in today's episode, we are going to be bringing you some news and some information and a couple of rumors that I feel are pretty substantiated and probably going to be pretty in line. So some of the things we're going to take a look at today is the Falcon going to land at Disneyland? Also, we're going to bring you a little bit from a Jet Lucas interview. Some of the rumors that we're going to be bringing you today from Episode 7, could there be a teaser trailer coming in with Captain America 2? So we'll be talking a little bit more about that. Also, some Harrison Ford rumors that we'd like to bring to you. On the Star Wars Rebels, the new Star Wars TV show front, there's the new teaser trailer that was presented for that, and we'll talk a little bit about those things. For the Clone Wars Season 5 Blu-ray and DVD are coming, so stay tuned for that information. In gaming news, we're going to talk a little bit about The Old Republic Insider, as that's been released. And we'll also focus on the conclusion of the story of The Empire Strikes Back LP, which is Part 9, and that was from 1980. So let's go ahead and get into the news.
Do you know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
Alright, move along.
So our first item today, will the Falcon land at Disneyland? Mice Chat has provided a look into how Tomorrowland at Disneyland will be moving into Star Wars. The Star Wars project for Disneyland's Tomorrowland will require major reconstruction of existing e-ticket attractions, as things like the permanent moving of the Space Mountain entrance must now be figured out. The aesthetic of most of the land will change to take on the appearance of the Star Wars universe, particularly in the back eastern half of the land. The old rocket jet spinner and people mover platform gets an extreme makeover as a landing pad in the Star Wars spaceport that forms the loose theme for the new land. And what's a landing pad without a spaceship, right? The craft that will be landing there won't be any old spaceship, however. This will be our famous Millennium Falcon that will act as an elaborate walkthrough attraction and a meet-and-greet location for your favorite Wookiee co-pilot. And in the shadows of the landing pad, you'll have the terrace dining facility made into the rowdy cantina on Tatooine from the Star Wars universe. The back of the land is where the big new headliner attraction will be, with the pre-show and boarding area for the new speeder bike thrill ride. The outdoor speeder bike course is set on the forest moon of Endor, where the Ewoks live and the Ewok village and walkthrough attraction will house dining and shops as the speeder bike ride zooms nearby. So we're looking forward to finding out more information about what's going to be happening at Disneyland. Wow. Now we'd like to provide you with a Jet Lucas interview, or at least pieces of that. Jet Lucas, the son of George Lucas, who also starred in Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, and Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, as Jedi Padawan Zet Jukaska, spoke recently with Flicks and the City, where they discuss Star Wars Episodes 7, 8, and 9. Let's take a listen.
Now, of course, I'm guessing that lots of people are asking you about Star Wars today.
It seems to be a topic of interest. I can't imagine why.
I have no clue either.
I mean, I don't even know what it's about. Have you seen them?
No. I mean, I've heard there was like a couple of movies or something.
They're probably not that good. there's been a few questions about Star Wars. And which ones would you like to ask?
Well, I was going to say, what have been your favorite questions that people have been putting to you today?
Well, some crowd favorites are the, will I be involved in the upcoming saga or trilogy or what have you, and to which I will respond, maybe. If I were to get involved, it would be strictly from a production point of view, as that is where my interests have been drawn. By no pressure from my father whatsoever, he would support me if I wanted to take over the garbage industry. But if anything, it'd be on the production side and probably uncredited, just because having another Lucas on that is touchy.
J.J. Abrams couldn't tempt you into donning another costume or maybe joining the dark side even.
If anyone could convince me, it's J.J. He's a terrifically animated person, and he's extremely talented, and between him and the guidelines my dad have set, I have no doubt that the next three movies are going to be great.
Since we're talking about the future at the moment, what would you like to see? If you could, you know, wave a magic wand and have anything happen in the future Star Wars episodes 7, 8, and 9, what would you ideally love to see as a fan or as someone who's been involved in the past?
That's a tough question to answer because, and to tease you guys more, I already know what happens.
Spill!
Oh, that can't happen. I don't know. I'm happy with what's going to happen. Is that an answer? Can that be a thing? I would like to see it follow a new generation. I'm not saying that's what happens. I'm saying that's what I would like. Because to me, these next movies are about the next generation, as the prequels are about a new generation, and the originals were for that generation. And so I think following a new generation and a new group of heroes and villains will, I think that's the right move to make, and I think that's where I'd want it to go.
And how about guys in the past who are coming back? We've heard people like Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher are being muted as coming back. I mean, they're the kind of people you'd like to see. What do you think about them making a comeback?
I mean, again, I think it would be awesome. Like, who doesn't want to see Han Solo cruise through on the Falcon again? But at the same time, maybe he's teaching his son how to drive on it. I don't know. It'd be great to see them don the costumes. I would nerd out, definitely. I still do when I see them from time to time.
Now, this was the first time I'd heard anyone mention that they know exactly what's going to happen. Of course, it's no surprise when he mentions that he thinks that the new movies should be about a new generation of heroes and villains, although he did not confirm that that would happen. It does make sense without giving anything away. We have all been stating the same thing since the movies were first announced. I guess we just need to continue to be patient and wait for some real news, because only time will tell. Now let's talk a little bit about Episode 7 news.
What? Did you hear that?
I'm listening.
So the couple bits of Episode 7 news that we have for you today are going to be considered as rumors because there hasn't been any official announcement from either Disney or from Lucasfilm or the StarWars.com website at this point. But word on the street is right now that there is going to be a teaser trailer for Episode 7 that will be coming with Captain America 2. So we're looking at a non-live-action teaser trailer, which will be aired on April 4th, 2014, which is the release date of Marvel Studios' Captain America: The Winter Soldier. The teaser will be similar to the recent Star Wars Rebels trailer that we had in style and could be the possible official announcement of the release date. Speculation is right now that it's going to be November 11th, 2015. That is definitely interesting considering that the next celebration in Anaheim is actually going to be in April for the anticipated release date of what we all think is May. Of course, we've never heard anything official about that. But there has been rumors for a while floating around that we could be moving towards the fall for a release date. So we'll just have to find out a little bit more about that. Be patient. I'm sure there'll be some information that'll be coming out before the actual trailer hits the streets. But this sounds more like a credible rumor to me. Maybe not so much about the release date, but I'm sure we are going to have some sort of trailer that will happen in front of Captain America 2. So we'll keep our eyes open. Also, another quick rumor that we wanted to bring to your attention is we've been wondering why there hasn't been any cast announcements for Episode 7 at this point. But one of the things that is floating around right now is the fact that the announcements have been held back because Harrison Ford has requested that they do that because he's working his way around the world right now with his press junket for his new movie called Ender's Game, and he doesn't really want to answer any Star Wars questions at this time. So again, that's a rumor, but it does sound pretty plausible that if he's going to be one of the major characters in Episode 7, or at least one of the fan favorites coming back, and if he's asked to hold that off because he's even getting Star Wars questions even at this point, and we could imagine what he would get if he actually was announcing that he was part of the cast for Episode 7, they would completely ignore the fact that he's working on Ender's Game, and he wouldn't really be having any conversations about that. It would only be about Star Wars. So that one makes perfect sense to me, and so I'm going to, of course, it's still rumor until it's proven as real information from one of the sites, whether it be StarWars.com or coming from Lucasfilm or Disney. But I think that one's a pretty credible rumor as well, because we're all anticipating Harrison Ford, who's Han Solo, Carrie Fisher, who's Princess Leia, and Mark Hamill, who is Luke Skywalker, to come back in the Episode 7 film. So I'm going to hold that one as a pretty strong rumor. The next thing we're going to talk about today is Star Wars Rebels, the new TV show that is going to be airing in the fall of 2014. They've released the Star Wars Rebel teaser trailer. Lucasfilm gives viewers their first look at the upcoming animated series' visual style, which is heavily influenced by the work of original Star Wars concept artist Ralph McQuarrie. Star Wars Rebels takes place between Star Wars Episode 3 and 4, a time period previously unexplored on screen as the Empire cements its power and a rebellion begins to form. The highly anticipated show, executive produced by Dave Filoni, Simon Kinberg, and Greg Wiseman, is coming fall 2014 to Disney XD. The trailer has a Star Destroyer flying overhead above Tatooine with the Rebels logo in tow. It drops off and then goes into hyperspace. Logo then lies over like a ship and enters hyperspace as well. So let's take a listen.
To battle the Empire, a Rebel Alliance will form. The Jedi will rise, and you will know the power of the Force. Star Wars Rebels, coming in 2014 to Disney XD.
Now, when I first saw the trailer, I said to myself, that's it? I didn't think very much of it. Then I started to scrutinize the trailer, and I'm quite impressed with it. In 15 seconds, Dave Filoni and crew have been able to capture the essence of those first few moments of Star Wars A New Hope. When you see the trailer, be sure to take a good look at the detail and the feel of that Star Destroyer. It is really impressive, and I think it's a better destroyer than what we were getting in the Clone Wars, and I really loved that show and the work that they had done on it. Also, be sure to take a look at the coloring, because it is really great as well. I'm really getting that 1977 feel, and I hope that this is the type of thing that we're going to be getting when the show is aired. I'm even more excited for the Rebel show right now than I ever have been so far for the Episode 7, because it's taking me back to where Star Wars began, and I can't wait for more. Don't forget that this weekend, October 10th through the 13th, is New York Comic Con, and topping it off for Star Wars fans will be Pablo Hidalgo's panel on Rebels on Saturday at 2:45 p.m. I hope that we will be getting more news and be able to share that as soon as that information comes out at any time, so stay tuned to Galactic Voyage for the latest developments.
We'll be right back.
In Clone Wars news, the Season 5 Blu-ray and DVD are hitting stores this Tuesday, October 15th. The Blu-ray has two discs and will sell for $59.97, and the DVD has three discs and will sell for $49.98. The collection delivers all 20 episodes, two as director's cuts never seen on TV, and supplements them with a host of behind-the-scenes bonus material, cast and crew interviews, and deleted and alternate scenes, revealing the magic behind the making of the cutting-edge series. In the Emmy-winning fifth season, the gripping Star Wars story moves closer to the grim events of Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, and several major players face their destinies as the galaxy plunges into darkness. Planets are rocked by revolution, ancient Jedi secrets are explored, and Ahsoka Tano, the spirited Padawan so central to the series, faces a major crisis that will change her forever. For those wanting to relive every moment of the epic series from the beginning comes the Star Wars The Clone Wars Seasons 1 through 5 Collector's Edition, also releasing on October 15th, which will be on Blu-ray, which will have 14 discs and sell for $149.99, and it'll also be on DVD, which includes 19 discs at $119.98. All previous complete season sets have been collected here for the first time. With unique packaging, the Collector's Edition also includes a brand new 54-page Art of the Clone Wars booklet that showcases concept art from across all five seasons with many pieces never before published. Be sure to get your Season 5 or box set on Tuesday. In gaming news, the latest Star Wars The Old Republic Insider is now available, as producers Corey Butler and Andrew Horwitz offer an inside look at three new 4v4 player-versus-player Warzone arenas and exciting story-driven missions featuring the epic finale to the Dreadmaster storyline coming soon with the game update 2.4, The Dread War. Also find out more about new items coming to the cartel market, so let's listen in.
Hi, I'm Corey Butler, producer of BioWare Austin. I'm here with Andrew Horwitz, associate producer for Star Wars The Old Republic, and we're talking to you today about Game Update 2.4, The Dread War. So what is The Dread War, Andrew?
So The Dread War is going to be the climax of a giant story arc that's been going on since the launch of the game. So it involves the Dreadmasters.
Those are the guys that broke out of prison on Belsatis.
Yeah. So very early on, you let them out, and after that, they've just been wreaking havoc since. So they've basically taken refuge on this moon Orokon in the Outer Rim, and they're amassing an army to continue this reign of destruction. So when people go to Orokon and you get there through the galaxy map, you're going to be able to go through some repeatable story content on the moon itself, which will then lead you to these two new operations that we've got in 2.4, which are basically where you fight the Dreadmasters to the death and end this giant story of chaos and destruction. But beyond that, if you really want to get involved in operations, you're going to want to go to Orokon, start getting some groups going there, or get your friends together, form a guild, and just start running operations like that.
Speaking of friends, if your friends list is a little short and you'd like to add to that, we've recently revamped our Friends of SWTOR program. So we have some great in-game items available for the referrer and the referee. Or you can just go to Facebook and use our new Facebook Connect to directly invite your friends to join you in the game. So once you get your friends in the game and you've run an operation or you haven't quite gotten there yet and you want to try something else, you want to go head-to-head with your friends, yeah. What's the best way to do that in 2.4?
If cooperative group play is not your thing, in Game Update 2.4 we're introducing arenas, which is our new Warzone type. So arenas are going to be 4v4 round-based combat, fights to the death. We're bringing in three new arenas, three new war zones. Each area is going to lend itself to a different type of strategy more so than the old 8v8 war zones. Each one should be unique in its own way.
So with this new level of competition that's going to be available in PvP, does that mean we're going to see an end to preseason?
You will not. In 2.4, you will not see an end to preseason. However, we know that we've been in preseason for a long time. And we are working on season one, and we hope to give that to the players before the end of the year.
I've got my Rotworm uniform polished and ready to go.
Good. I look forward to seeing it in there.
And force choking me to death.
Yep. if you want any more information on that stuff, head to our website, check out our community blogs. There's going to be a lot of activity this month on it.
Well, that's a lot of great information about Game Update 2.4, the Dread War. Andrew, thanks for taking time out to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
So also in September, you're going to see the return of Bounty Contract Week. And you may have noticed a lot of players running around on the Viractyl mounts. This is coming from our Shipment 3 bounty packs in the Cartel Market. Based on your feedback, you'll also see some direct sell die mods, some of the highly coveted color combinations on the market for a limited time in September, so keep your eyes peeled. And as always, thank you so much for joining us. Please keep your feedback coming our way. We love to hear it. You can follow us on Twitter at SWOTOR. You can send feedback into hashtag Cartel Market. So until next time, we will see you in-game, on our public test server, in a new arena, going head-to-head with some of the devs. May the Force be with you.
Also, the newly released Conflict Rising trailer provides us a look into how you can take your battle to space with epic 12 versus 12 dogfights in the new free-to-play digital expansion Galactic Starfighter coming to Star Wars The Old Republic. For more information, visit www.swtor.com/galactic-starfighter. Now it's time for the conclusion of the story of the Empire Strikes Back LP, which this will be part 9 from 1980. When we last left off, Lando, Leia, Chewbacca, and the droids were fleeing stormtrooper fire on Cloud City. They were able to reach the safety of the Millennium Falcon and blast off. So let's pick up in the action.
But the prize that has eluded Darth Vader for so long now stands before him. The Dark Lord of the Sith moves into the attack.
You have learned much, young one.
You'll find I'm full of surprises.
Lightsabers flashing, the adversaries close in a ferocious duel.
Your destiny lies with me, Skywalker. Obi-Wan knew this to be true.
No.
Luke's answer is a vicious thrust which his more experienced foe easily deflects. With a series of furious strokes, Vader forces Luke onto the edge of a towering gantry.
You are beaten. It is useless to resist. Don't let yourself be destroyed as Obi-Wan did.
Luke sees an opening and delivers a painful blow. But Vader responds with a devastating slash.
There is no escape. Don't make me destroy you. Luke, you do not yet realize your importance. Join me, and I will complete your training. With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
I'll never join you!
If you only knew the power of the dark side. Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough! He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
No. No. That's not true. That's impossible!
Luke, come with me. It is the only way.
Without hesitation, Luke leaps off the gantry and plummets downward, preferring an almost certain death to joining Darth Vader. The wounded rebel drops headfirst into one of Bespin's waste chutes. Luke hurtles down the tube, heading towards the open hatch that will dump him into space. Shooting through the hatch, he miraculously snags on a weather vane beneath the planet. Dangling by his legs, Luke sways helplessly in the wind.
Ben, please.
Leia! Hear me. Leia. Luke.
On the Millennium Falcon, Leia senses Luke's plea.
We've got to go back.
What?
We have to go back.
But what about those fighters?
Chewie, just do it.
Returning to Bespin, Lando spots the weather vane.
Look, someone's up there.
It's Luke. Chewie, slow down. Slow down and we'll get under. Lando, open the top hatch.
The new ally reaches for Luke, grabbing him before he can slip into endless space.
Lando?
Okay, let's go.
Star Destroyer.
All right, Chewie. Ready for light speed.
As Luke is borne away, the Dark Lord of the Sith realizes his evil quest must continue. Having safely reached a rebel transport, Lando and Chewie prepare to blast off on a dangerous mission, the rescue of Han Solo, while Luke, Leia, R2, and 3PO remain on the transport headed for the rendezvous on Tatooine. The friends part sadly.
Luke, we're ready for takeoff.
Good luck, Mando.
I'll meet you at the rendezvous point on Tatooine.
Princess Vinehead. Promise.
Take care, you two.
May the Force be with you.
Enjoyed the story of the Empire Strikes Back LP from 1980. Our next story will be the story of the Return of the Jedi LP from 1983. So I'm sure you'll want to stay tuned for those since we are in the 30th anniversary year of Return of the Jedi. Now, one thing I want to remind everybody of, not to forget that the Galactic Escape Pod show page has a feature that will allow you to send your comments and your questions. Just click on the Send Us a Voicemail link on the right side of the show page. So do you have thoughts about the show? Want to add your 2 cents or a topic that I've covered? Want to tell us what you think about the latest Star Wars news or the rumors that are out there? We would love to hear from you. You can record your message right now using the SpeakPipe application. The message can only be 90 seconds or less and may be used in the podcast unless you specify otherwise. So what are you waiting for? Send in your thoughts right now and share them with all the other Star Wars fans in our listener feedback segment. Well, that's all the time we have today. Today we talked about Will the Falcon land at Disneyland. We had a Jet Lucas interview. We had some Episode 7 news and rumors that were out there, which I think are pretty credible. We also talked about Star Wars Rebels, that new teaser trailer that was available that I recommend that you see. The Clone Wars Season 5 Blu-ray and DVD are coming out, so be sure to pick that up. We talked about Star Wars The Old Republic Insider. And we had the conclusion of the story of the Empire Strikes Back LP from 1980. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us on the show today. We're always so glad to have you here. If you'd like to contact us, be sure to send us an email at podcast@galactic-voyage.com. You can also reach us on Twitter at Galactic Voyage. Be sure to pick us up on the SpeakPipe application like I mentioned earlier, which you can find on the podcast show page. And you can always get the latest news and information at the official site of this podcast, galactic-voyage.com. Again, I'm your host, and I'm so glad you've joined us. Please join us again for another episode, and always remember that
you've taken your first step into a larger world.
Joining us on the Galactic Escape Pod, the official podcast of galactic-voyage.com. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not endorsed in any way by Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, all sounds, characters, and music are the property of Lucasfilm Limited, all rights reserved. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of galactic-voyage.com.